True. Oh, I was looking at Reddit. I was looking at the Fighter and the Kids Reddit.
Dude.
Fucking hilarious.
Tough stuff.
But
bro.
While I was looking at it, they had a post about us.
For real?
For shit. Yeah, dude. Shout out the Homeless Cats. And
Hell yeah, dude.
They're fucking hilarious. It is very funny.
The dynamic's insane.
Looking down through the comments, and one of them just said, "Hi, Shane." I was just like, oh, fuck. That's hilarious. It made me laugh.
Being like, I know you're going to read
this. He's
going
to read this. Yeah.
Fuck,
it was
dude.
Really funny.
That's actually hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn, that's what's up, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
That could be our fucking, that could be our fan base, dude.
Let's poach them.
You want to poach them?
I mean, I would, if yeah, yeah. We
hell
should.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that whole subreddit is dedicated to just hating on that podcast. And I know.
I looked into it more.
You think they're razzing them?
There's definitely some real hate.
Yeah.
But there's also definitely like, this is funny.
This razzing the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, I don't think it's necessarily all bitter
true,
hatred.
True. Yeah, yeah.
But it's pretty much dedicated towards
yeah,
being like
yeah.
fucking...
They don't post, like, funny clips. They post just, like, him fucking up.
I know.
Yeah.
Which that's what I was talking about last week, how it's funny now that that's a whole thing in and of itself. Like, we're going to meet every day and just completely fucking try to tear this dude down. And, you know, and of course, they're razzing him, but
yeah.
It's still like, dude... I'm looking at that being like, I would like to think I'd be able to take that day in and day out, but I would bend to the mob. I'd be like, fucking, I'll do whatever you stop making fun of me.
Yes.
I
would bend to that
14,000 people. There's four.
They're homeless cats, dude.
It's an entire city dedicated.
They're called homeless cats.
I know. Yeah, because they made fun of. Yeah.
Beast, dude. I'm all in.
I watched that whole incel documentary about fucking.
The guy that made that a documentary about.
Yeah, so I know exactly what's going on in that subreddit. So I watched that documentary, and then I went to the subreddit. I'm like, whoa, dude, there's like a whole space where you can just act this shit.
There's a whole subculture of these people.
There's like a small fucking city worth
14,000, yeah.
A small city's worth of people, like a rural town's worth of people who are dedicated towards like watching your every move and be like, idiot,
like
pussy,
moron.
Pussy, bitch. But the sin they're punishing him for is taking that like kind of elitist attitude towards his fan base. He was kind of like, yeah, you guys are fucking losers. I'm fucking killing it. They're like, dude, we'll hive mind make fun of you. It's like, dude, I would instantly cave.
Yeah.
I'm like, so I'll quit. You guys just fuck. I'm done.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
tough.
I would keep ripping, but
well,
fuck, man.
I've said it before, and every comic has said it. It's like, nah, I try not to check. Dude.
I read all the time.
Checking nonstop. And it's funny because I'll hear other like New York comics that like Soder will be like, yeah, you got to get off that shit. And then the day I'll notice it, like a day a negative comment comes out about him, he'll know.
Oh, that's
I'll
so
be like,
funny.
You check every day.
Like, I check Reddit. I don't check Reddit the same amount that I don't jerk off. I can maybe go 3 days and be like, yeah, I'm pretty much over that.
Dude.
For sure, bro. So you're saying Sody's claims no Reddit.
Well,
it's almost like NoFap.
Something that like yeah, and I've claimed it too. We've all claimed it. We've been like, man,
I'm off.
Delete that. Like even when I was going through the whole SNL thing, which I did for like a week, delete everything.
Sure.
I would still, you know, occasionally go to the website on my phone, but I had the apps off.
So funny.
And which that was a tough one. That was you know, that was an easy one to stay away from.
Ooh, yeah.
The Reddit was a refuge.
True.
Except for every once in a while, people be like, he's a pussy for not fighting. It's like, dude.
True. But
what more do you want?
For the most part, people were, I would say, during that. That was when I was like, damn, these dudes fucking rule.
It would be insane for me to be like, fuck you. Fucked it. It's like, you don't know everything that's going on.
Yeah. I mean, chill. It's also, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
There was something, like I said, I do think without the risk of being like, fuck it. There's something to be said about, like, some things you just let go of being like, all right, bro, like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to get all elitist on you, but it's like, you're like, what the fuck would you do?
Yeah.
You know, I don't really fuck with armchair quarterbacking.
True, I do, but not when it's me that's the quarterback.
Oh, exactly.
When
I'm on the other end of it,
I'm like, why are you guys doing that?
Yeah, I do it all the time. When people hit me with something, if you sit and think, dude, someone attacked me on the fucking Patreon.
What?
Well, I just did like a psychology talk with the one dude, and some dude was just like, what the fuck? Give me my $5 back. And it's like, dude, take your $5.
Oh, really?
But in that moment, I was like bullshitting with this dude.
Yeah. I made a mistake of when you went upstairs, I read a Reddit comment that was saying I was a fucking pussy.
What?
Like, God damn it.
Who called you a pussy?
Somebody was complaining that Tim Dillon had taken down me and his episode But it was just because there was like a Blue Chew ad read.
Yeah.
But then the comments were like, he's a fucking bitch, dude. He's been a pussy lately. You're not getting the SNL job. Get over it, dude. You don't have to keep fucking being a pussy. Like, Jesus Christ, man. What
the fuck, man?
What is going on?
I thought people were trying to bully you into like just being like, all right, guys, my bad. What do you want me to do now?
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, both sides. I get bullied. It's nice.
That's funny. That's what the Twin Peaks thing was about, how the fans ruined the show. That's the whole thing.
How do you feel about the fans ruining this show?
Well, we might have to do season 3, dude. And we might have to do Twin Peaks 3. The whole show of Twin Peaks 3 was literally to show, it was a big fuck you to the fans for being like, this is the show you wanted, and this is the show you got, you fucking babies. It sucks. And we made it suck on purpose.
Mm.
How you like that?
Well, the thing is most of our fucking listeners are sick.
Cool as fuck.
They're awesome.
Most are cool as fuck.
You just get off the Reddit, because it's not good reading.
I don't really read it much, man.
Well, you they love you.
Sometimes. They turn on me hard. They turn on me every day.
Yeah, they'll be mean to you every once in a while.
Someone who's like, I just don't get it. Matt's a fucking idiot. Yeah. It's like, all right, man. Thanks.
But yeah, these comments were like, Tim Dillon and Shane Gillis are both fucking spineless pussies. They get upset when Legion of Skanks says the N-word. It's like, first off, bro.
Yeah.
I don't get upset. I just know, well, it's funny to make fun of Lewis for saying it.
Yeah, for sure.
And he'll say it, I'll be like, dude, don't say that. You shouldn't be saying that.
I mean, it's just funny to see, like, have someone outside of, like, the Walmart table just, like, eat on break, just like, what the fuck?
What, Shane didn't say a slur again?
What the fuck?
Oh, he sold out.
He's a fucking bitch.
God damn.
Go back in it, dude. I